Hey.
Hey.
Little mood lighting, huh?
Yeah, when I didn't pay my bill, the Department of Water and Power thought I would enjoy the ambiance.
Yeah, they're very considerate that way.
I used Sheldon's money to pay my rent, then I had like $14 left over.
$14, huh?
Put it back in your pocket or I'll find another place to put it.
Back in the pocket it goes. Look, you do understand that Sheldon really doesn't care when he gets the money back. It's actually one of the few idiosyncrasies that doesn't make you want to, you know, kill him.
Yeah, well, that's not really my big problem.
Oh, so you're a little behind on your bills. Everybody gets behind on their bills.
Yeah, I know. It's just, this wasn't the plan. It wasn't supposed to go this way.
Hey, well, what was the plan?
Waitress for 6 months and then become a movie star?
Uh-huh. Was there a plan B?
TV star.
Well, it's probably not as bad as you think. Let's take a look. Maybe we can find some corners to cut. Oh, here's something. If you don't have electricity, then you probably don't need cable. Just a suggestion. $170 for acting classes?
Oh, no, I can't give up my acting classes. I'm a professional actress.
Oh. You've had an acting job where you got paid?
That is not the definition of professional.
Actually, it kind of is. Let's keep looking. Whoa. What's $1,800 to the Los Angeles County Superior Court?
Oh, that's nothing.
Nothing? It sounds like you got caught speeding going 4,000 miles an hour.
Well, remember Kurt?
Your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, he got arrested for taking a whiz on a cop car.
What?
He was drunk.
I would hope so.
Anyway, he had a bunch of outstanding tickets and a bench warrant, so I paid his fines.
Did he pay you back?
No, but he will.
And that's based on the inherent creditworthiness of people who get drunk and urinate on police vehicles?
Leonard, I'm not going to call up Kurt and ask him for money.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know, but I might have to find a cheaper place to live.
Oh, no. No, you don't want to do that.
Why not?
Moving is a big deal. You have to go to the supermarket and get boxes, and if they're not clean, then your books smell like melons, and it's just like... Why don't you just get a roommate and stay here?
Well, do you know anybody?
Well, I'm sure the guy living with Sheldon wouldn't mind moving in with you.
Oh, Leonard, honey, if we started living together, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off you.
Really?
And you thought my acting lessons were a waste of money.
Ugh, this mushy pork's burning a hole through my duodenum. Leviticus 11:3, only that which parteth the hoof and cheweth the cud among the beasts shall ye eat. Hey, do I mock you with the Bhagavad Gita every time you scarf down a Whopper?
Hey, what's going on?
We're on a quest of the Valley of Fire to acquire the Sacred Crown.
You want the Valley of Fire? It's right here.
Hey, you guys want to go on a real live quest?
Outside? I just made cocoa.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun.
What is it?
Do you guys remember Penny's ex-boyfriend, Kurt? Yeah, that's him. It turns out he owes Penny a lot of money, and I'm gonna go get it from him. Who's with me?
Ooh, double sixes.
Really? You're just gonna let me go by myself?
Oh, cool, I got a sword.
I could use some help.
Here.
You guys are unbelievable. You play a game to simulate adventure, but when there's real adventure out there in the real world, you just wimp out.
Leonard, do you not recall the last time we visited this gentleman, we returned home without pants?
I do.
Are you sure? Because your proposal suggests that you don't.
I'm not afraid of him.
All right, Leonard fairly calls the question. Who is in favor of abandoning our game and confronting Penny's steroid-infused ex-boyfriend in a suicidal mission to extract money from him? Say hi to Kurt for us.
Excuse me. When Frodo left the Shire to take the One Ring to Mordor, didn't Samwise, Pippin, and Merry go with him?
They did.
Well?
They had a terrible time of it, Leonard.
Plus, no one stole their pants.
Fine. Just enjoy your little game. I'll make this quest on my own.
Leonard, wait. Take a jacket. It's spritzing a little.
You guys suck. Come on, please, he's so big. Okay, is everyone clear on the plan?
Yes, Cuthbert Polly's going to wet himself, I'm going to throw up, Sheldon's going to run away, and you're going to die. Shall we synchronize our watches?
Yes, there are four of us and one of him.
Which means his triumph will be even larger. Minstrels will write songs about him.
Okay, how about this? I'll do the talking, you just stand behind me and try to look formidable.
I should have peed before we left. Yeah?
Hi, Kurt.
Lenny, right?
I don't really go by Lenny, but that's okay. You remember Sheldon, Howard, and Raj?
No. What do you want?
You don't remember me. How could he not remember me?
Sheldon, not now.
I remember him.
Okay, here it is. Penny's in kind of a financial jam, and the money that you owe her would go a long way to solving her problems.
And she sent you to get it from me?
No, she's too proud to ask for the money. I, on the other hand, feel you should honor your debt.
You do?
Feel is kind of it's a strong word. I think it'd be a nice gesture on your part.
She'll get it when she gets it.
Well, there you go. Problem solved.
A successful quest. Now let's find a gas station with a clean bathroom.
No, the problem isn't solved. He just blew us off.
I've got it. He didn't remember me because the last time we met, I was in a Halloween costume.
Come on, Leonard, let's go.
No, you can leave if you want to. I'm going to see this through.
Okay.
I guess technically that was my fault. I'm not leaving here without Penny's money.
What happened to your backup?
I don't need backup. I have right on my side. And I'm wearing cargo shorts under my pants.
Congratulations. You may not have succeeded in getting cash, but you did secure a formal acknowledgement of the debt.
Maybe we should have your head notarized.
If anybody cares, I still have to pee.
Hey.
Hey, is Sheldon here?
Yeah, hang on. Sheldon!
Nice hat.
You know, it's kind of a fashionable look these days.
Maybe if you're working on a tuna boat.
Hello, Penny.
Sheldon, here is your money. Thank you very much. It helped a lot.
Sarcasm?
No.
Darn, I can't seem to get the hang of that.
Hey, I know it's none of my business, but where did the money come from?
Well, I cut back my expenses, like you said, and picked up a few more hours at the restaurant. But the biggest thing was, out of the blue, Kurt shows up and gives me the money he owes me.
Really? Did he say why?
Yes. He said he was feeling guilty and wanted to do what was right.
That's it? Did he give any reason as to why he came to this moral epiphany?
Nope. I just think he's really changed. We're having dinner tomorrow night, and I get to wear my new beret. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well done, Leonard. The true hero doesn't seek adulation. He fights for right and justice simply because it's his nature.
Penny's hooking up with her jerk of an ex-boyfriend, and I have indelible ink on my forehead.
That's your badge of honor. You're a warrior's wound, if you will. Yeah, I was wrong. Minstrels will write songs about you.
Great.
There once was a brave lad named Leonard with a fi-fi-fiddle-dee-dee. He faced a fearsome giant while Raj just wanted to pee.